Whales and sharks are competitors and enemies in the present, and that is nothing new. Millions of years ago, the hunting whale called Leviathan, L. melvilli, had to compete with the massive shark called Megalodon, O. megalodon, for resources. These two lived together over 9 million years ago, but the Megalodon was the last one standing, living as few as 3.6 million years ago. That begs the question, which creature would win a Leviathan versus Megalodon fight? Take a look as we examine the Leviathan and Megalodon and show you which of these creatures came out on top. Comparing a Leviathan and a Megalodon. What are key differences between a Leviathan and a Megalodon? The major differences between Leviathan and Megalodon lie in their morphology and sensory abilities. Leviathan was essentially a very large sperm whale with large teeth on the upper and lower half of their jaws that used echolocation to find prey, and Megalodon was similar to a great white shark or mako shark with a torpedo-shaped body and very keen senses of smell and the ability to detect electrical fields from prey. Furthermore, the Leviathan propelled itself through water by waving its tail up and down while the Megalodon moved its tail side to side. These are the most obvious differences between the creatures, but several others exist. We are going to examine the major differences between these animals in light of their ability to do battle. What are the key factors in a fight between a Leviathan and a Megalodon? When trying to figure out which animal wins during a massive fight, we have to think about the big picture. That means focusing on a handful of key factors that would have a massive impact on the battle. In this case, we're going to focus on physical elements as well as the intangibles like combat skills. We'll assign advantages to each animal throughout this comparison and show you ways that each animal could come out on top. Leviathan versus Megalodon, size. The Leviathan was larger than the Megalodon. According to estimates based on the size of a recovered skull, this animal weighed up to 62 tons and grew 57 feet in length. The Megalodon could reach weights of 50 tons, and possibly beyond, and would grow up to 67 feet long. Thus, the more accurate way to look at the situation is that the Megalodon was possibly longer, but we'll take more conservative estimates of the Megalodon size and classify it as less heavy than Leviathan. Leviathan has the size advantage over Megalodon. Leviathan versus Megalodon, speed and movement. A Leviathan was probably faster than the Megalodon. Again, we are dealing with estimates based on existing animals in many cases. It's believed that the Leviathan could move at similar speeds to sperm whales, between 5 and 20 miles per hour. Megalodons could move at about 11 miles per hour, perhaps faster when closing on prey. Leviathan has the advantage in terms of speed. Leviathan versus Megalodon, senses. Megalodon had amazing senses that they could use to hunt their prey. They had an incredibly sensitive sense of smell along with great vision and hearing. Moreover, they can detect electrical fields coming from prey via the ampullae of Lorenzini. Leviathan's senses were not as good. They used echolocation to find prey and communicate with others, and they had good hearing. However, their senses of taste and smell were thought to be poor. Megalodon has the advantage in senses. Leviathan versus Megalodon, physical defenses. The Megalodon was a very large apex predator in the ocean waters, and its size made most enemies steer clear of it. However, it also had enough speed to outrun some foes as well. Leviathan was even larger and more imposing. It was probably the largest creature in the ocean during its lifetime, and it was not a baleen whale with bristle-like teeth. A Leviathan could bite into or through most creatures. Leviathan versus Megalodon, combat skills. Megalodon was even deadlier than the most powerful sharks alive today. It had an enormous size to go with its incredible hunting senses. This shark would try to sneak up on its foes and bite them in their chest cavities, killing them by crushing organs and exsanguination. The Leviathan wasn't that much different in how it attacked. This large, surprisingly speedy creature probably hunted through pursuit predation, wearing down other whales or dolphins during a chase and then drowning them. For smaller sharks, it would probably just bite them using its massive teeth that measured over a foot in length. Who would win in a fight between a Leviathan and a Megalodon? A Leviathan would win a fight against a Megalodon. The Leviathan has the size and speed advantage, bigger teeth, and it has endurance to last through a long fight. Another problem for the Megalodon stems from the way that Megalodons attack. They prefer to dig into the stomachs of their prey. In this case, they're going to get blood and blubber on their first few bites, and that's not going to help it kill a massive whale. Even if it managed to sneak up on the Leviathan and land the first attack, it would not benefit them much. The fight would turn into a bite-for-bite trade, and the Leviathan can take more damage than a Megalodon. The truth is that these creatures probably traded kills, and one never dominated the other with any great frequency. Sharks are brutal and crafty, and whales might not be able to catch a crafty Megalodon. Still, if we had to pick a winner, the Leviathan gets the nod. Could another animal take down a Megalodon? We tried to find another animal that could have taken down the Leviathan and just couldn't do it. They ruled the seas during their time and swam at the top of the prehistoric underwater food chain. So, our attention turns back to the mighty Megalodon. Were there any other monsters of the sea more fierce than Leviathan? What should the Megalodon take on next? What about a giant extinct squamate reptile like the Mosasaurus? The Megalodon was a giant shark that got up to 67 feet and 65,000 pounds. The Mosasaurus grew up to 56 feet and weighed 40,000 pounds, not too shabby. Both animals could swim up to 30 miles per hour, so they would tie in a race. The Mosasaurus would also win the agility category with its large pectoral girdles that enabled it to make rapid directional changes. Megalodon was made for killing larger prey with jaws that opened nearly 7 feet wide and full of 250 horrible teeth, some being 7 inches long. Mosasaurus had a rigid skull and a tapered, crocodile-like jaw that could only open 3 feet wide. Its 40 to 50 teeth couldn't compare to the Megalodon's. The bite force comparison doesn't look good for the monster reptile either. Mosasaurus' bite force of 16,000 psi was formidable, but the Megalodon's 41,000 psi bite is the strongest of any known animal. The Mosasaurus were more experienced in these sorts of battles because they often fought each other. This enabled them to develop the ability to come up with specific strategies to battle different animals. They were highly intelligent. The Megalodon was more straightforward, similar to modern-day sharks. Would size and bite force make the difference in this fight? Probably, yes. The Megalodon was just too big and powerful for the Mosasaurus, meaning that it would take the big lizard down with one massive bite.